A theater company in Morgantown is looking to contribute to community conversations about substance abuse issues ravaging the region. That's why they chose to produce a play that grapples with trauma, addiction, and love to be part of the 2018 summer season. Glynis Board stopped into West Virginia Public Theater's rehearsal and brings us the story.
At the basement theater of West Virginia University's Creative Arts Center in Morgantown, actors rehearse for the upcoming production.
I waited for you, and you never came home. I was here when you left, while you were gone, and I'm here now.
Okay, good. Do that again. Okay. Take it from your cross down to here.
Jeremy Gonigal is the artistic director of West Virginia Public Theater and director of the play called Hatful of Rain.
It's a play that was written in the 50s. And it's ultimately a play about family and love, and it's got a very redemptive quality to it.
McGonigal says part of the reason this play was added to the summer repertoire was because he believes theater has a responsibility to not only entertain, but also be socially conscious.
Whatever we can do as a theater to bring the consciousness of love to this crisis and just help people sort of confront it and see it. And what I love about it is it's so human.
I'm sorry if I offended you by touching you.
I'm sorry.
He says the ongoing substance abuse crisis hasn't spared anyone. Not his community, not him, and not his cast members. Matt Webster plays one of the leading roles, a traumatized veteran returning from the Korean War who becomes dependent on pain medicine. Webster came in for the role from New York City. He got his MFA in acting here at West Virginia University. He also grew up in the Upper Ohio Valley.
I had a small graduating class in high school, and I think we have like around 9 or 10 classmates of mine that have already passed away from overdose. So they even started a Facebook group for friends and family of our class to support each other. I just sort of felt like it was maybe time to jump into the conversation and be a part of the story.
Cast members have been consulting with local veterans who struggle with addiction, as well as retired psychiatrist Don Fiddler, to understand the physical and emotional realities often associated with substance withdrawal and dealing with trauma.
So I've worked with them some on some additional things, like the way people maybe try to conceal some of the withdrawal symptoms, the emotional ability people have in post-traumatic stress, about how it's a reliving of the experiences. So it's not panic to the experiences so much, but it's actually being there in body and mind and reliving that.
The play has some dark moments, but Webster says it's not a show designed to devastate audiences.
What is at the core of great theater is when you're sitting next to people and you're experiencing emotion together. And so I think, although there are challenging moments in the show is ultimately about family and about love and about forgiveness. And I think those themes will be what you leave the theater with.
West Virginia Public Theater is teaming up with West Virginia University's Health Sciences Department during the run of the show. Each performance begins with a short talk about substance abuse issues in the region, and the final performance is slated to end with a panel discussion. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.